You're listening to Inside CDDFT, the podcast for the County Durham and Darlington NHS Foundation Trust.
Welcome everyone to the latest edition of Inside CDDFT, the podcast for colleagues across County Durham and Darlington NHS Foundation Trust. I'm Gillian Curry, Head of Communications and Charity, and I'm going to be hosting today's episode. I am delighted to be joined by two nursing colleagues from the Trust who are going to join me in conversation about a new initiative, Take Five. So before we get into the detail about it, I'm just going to ask my two colleagues to introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about your roles.
Hi, my name's Sharon Buttle. I'm the ward manager at Shotley Bridge Ward 2, which is community rehabilitation, and it is my job to guide the team through safe management, rehabilitation and discharge of our patients.
Welcome, Sharon. Thank you. And
hi there, my name's Candice Collins. I'm the ward manager at Sedgefield Community Hospital. I manage the Francisca Willey unit there, and it's the same as Sharon's. We're a community hospital and we're a rehabilitation unit.
Brilliant. Thank you both. Have you both been here a long time, or are you relatively new to the Trust or your roles?
I've got 40 years in nursing practice Never always worked in a rehabilitation, but quite clinical nurse practitioner prescriber background. Mm-hmm. I went into management about 15 years ago, but I've been in this Trust 4 years.
Brilliant. Thanks, Sharon. What about you, Candice?
I've been a nurse for 5 years, so I'm quite a newer nurse, you would say, but I used to work at North Tees Hospital Trust, and then I went into community services as a district nurse, and then I transitioned over to be a sister at Sedgefield Community Hospital, and then the past year I've been the manager there. Really good.
Very good. A good first year?
Yes, it's been a wonderful year.
Oh, good. Very good. Okay, so for those of you listening who may not be familiar with Take Five, I'm going to ask Candice and Sharon just to tell us a little bit about what the initiative is and how it came about for CDDFT.
It was last year, 2024, we were at a nursing conference. It was all about patient safety, led by the patient safety team, variety of speakers in, and one of the common themes was how in the NHS we don't always learn by our mistakes, and we do often have the same events happening again and again. I've been thinking about this for quite a while, and I had a notion that it was the way the lessons learned were being delivered. So really we need to get our governance around our people learning from their mistakes. So I took my idea to the ADN for Nursing Safety, Lisa Ward, and she happened to mention that she had a chance to work in Perth, and they used something similar called Take Five there as well. So she kindly arranged for Candice and I to have a meeting, very early meeting with
yes, because we should say Perth in Australia.
Not in Scotland.
Not Scotland.
And it was an early morning meeting, freezing cold winter weather for us, and really hot afternoon temperature for Perth.
Right. Where, degrees, didn't
where their educational lead, Nick May, talked us through this Take Five process and how they initiated it and demonstrated it to us.
So Candice, obviously Sharon heard the talk at the patient safety conference. How did you get involved? Were you also there that day?
No, so I wasn't at the conference that day, but I linked up with Sharon at our sort of managers meeting that we have sort of every week, and our matron Louise said, oh, Candice, why don't you interact with this idea and help Sharon with the project? And that's how I've come onto the project, and it's a really good initiative that's going on.
So you had your meeting with Nick over in Perth, and you heard a bit more about Take Five, and you thought, yes, that sounds like something that we could, or that meets what I'm thinking about.
That meets exactly what I was thinking about, and of course it had to be discussed with senior management, and so Candice and I, you know, kind of put a few slides together, and the idea was run by the exec board with Lisa, who seemed quite happy with it and quite pleased, and gave us the go-ahead to proceed.
Great. So tell us a little bit about why you think Take Five is important for us at CDDFT, Candice.
So we think... So Take Five is important to CDDFT because it is something to help us learn quick, short and snappy information rather than long-winded processes that everyone does read but doesn't engage with them fully, whereas this 5 slides, quick, snappy, staff can use it.
Because I think what we've looked at as well is, and I've seen some of the examples, and we'll come on to some of the topics that you've already covered, but if a lot of it's quite visual, isn't it, when you're doing these presentations?
It's much more visual learning rather than death by PowerPoint. Mm. It's more visual, quick. It shows you where to find the information and the policies that are linked to it, to reinforce that patient safety and the importance of policies and what the Trust are providing for us to use on a day-to-day basis.
I mean, the name Take 5 comes from busy staff takes 5 minutes to read 5 slides. Maybe I should have been a little bit clear about that in the beginning. It's no more than 5 slides. And you take messages away from that, at least 3 messages. There is a template that we have sent out on the Take 5 site for people to read. And they can either make their own Take 5 and send it to us to look at, or we can make one for them. Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about some of the challenges you think we're facing and why Take 5 might be good to help address some of that.
So the challenges that we're finding that Take 5 sort of supplements is the fact that staff don't have time to do all the training and learning. And then obviously when we have instances, we all put action plans in place. The action plans are normally speak to staff, are they engaging in the outcomes of that? Whereas this Take 5 shows that staff will be engaging because it's a quick, snappy thing. They're like, oh yeah, I've taken that in, rather than reading loads of policies and procedures and loads of paperwork that comes off an action plan. Staff may not engage with that fully. They may not take away the take-home messages, whereas Take 5, it's literally the take-home messages in the 5 slides, so they'll be able to engage and take it in, or at least know where to find the information that they need.
I think that's one of the key points, isn't it? One of the ones that I've looked at, signposted to a policy at the end, so it was really short and succinct in terms of the key messages, but I knew where to go if I needed to find out more.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the kind of thing that you're looking to do as well?
Yeah, the message is there, and it will always link you to your local policy. Because this our Take 5 may sit on Perth, Australia's platform, so it's important that you know you're guided by your own policies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing in ours, that will be linked.
Because we know when the policies are going to get updated, eventually they'll have the Take 5 logo on if they've got a Take 5 linked to them. So when the policies do get updated, we will update the Take 5s as they go along.
Brilliant.
Because we know that will be important in the future planning of Take 5.
Great. So you mentioned there's a template, Sharon, and we've started the rollout. Can you tell us a little bit about how the launch and the rollout is going across the organisation?
It's on our intranet, our main website, and you know, as soon as you tap your badge to get onto the intranet, it will flash up Take 5. It's quite big, it's quite bold, it's colourful, it's nice to look at. One click and you're in, and it's very plain and simple, guide you through what is Take 5, blank templates and the different PowerPoints that we've launched. So, you know, staff may be interested in more than they are in others. They might be interested in their own clinical area or non-clinical area, as we're including those as well, because the NHS is huge and it hasn't just got clinical staff in it. So we need to be inclusive. So far, we've had quite a lot of interest and conversations around the hospital and around the ward from colleagues and certainly from my staff. And we've, I think Lisa got somebody to put together an email box for communications, and we've had several messages. In fact, somebody's already taken our template and put one of their haven't done, and that was within the first week of us launching it.
Wow, so it was really good feedback that we've got.
A good sign of the engagement with it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Talk us through some of the other topics that you guys have already done that are available for colleagues.
Yeah, we've got what is Take 5, how to make Take 5, and a Take 5 guide, including a template. We've got never events, emergency calls, and one that somebody else sent to us after reading our site, Martha's Rule.
And then future topics were going down falls.
Post-hypoglycemic attack care.
So diabetic management, but then it's also admin-related ones that we're going to be putting in.
Domestic services.
Yeah.
You know, non-clinical stuff as well.
Yeah,
because
you mentioned it doesn't have to just be clinical information, just that other colleagues, more corporate or non-clinical, could think about what they want to communicate as well. Great. And so if someone has an idea or a topic that they're thinking about doing, how do they go about that?
they can email us on the generic email, and we'll have those conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is CDDFT take 5, isn't it?
Yeah.
NHS.net. Yep.
We've also sent out communications anyway to leads of teams through all the different departments to ask would they like to be involved, if there's anything they want to share on the take 5.
Yeah, great. And as you mentioned, Sharon, really easily accessible on the staff intranet. Mm-hmm. From that homepage, you can find your way easily. If you can't, that's my fault and the communications team, so let us know, but hopefully you can easily get to them from that homepage. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about the journey that you've gone through to get to this point, or anything that you'd like to leave with staff as a message?
Yeah, I just think from our point of view, from a professional point of view, the Trust has been overwhelmingly supportive on all levels. They have listened to us, they've taken the idea and they've run with it, and it's all been happened very quickly in the important patient safety. Mm. But we've had lots of support.
Yeah.
So my message is, if you have an idea, mention it, discuss it, you never know.
Brilliant. Well, that feels like a good place to stop, Sharon. So thank you very much for your time, Candice and Sharon. I hope colleagues have found that useful around the Take 5 initiative. As we mentioned, find it on the intranet or drop the Take 5 email address a line if you'd like any more information or if you've got any suggestions for topics in the future. But for today, thank you very much.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
This is Inside CDDFT, the podcast for the County Durham and Darlington NHS Foundation Trust.